Negative emotional energy. Negative emotional energy is something that we cannot see, but we can feel. We feel love, we feel warmth that people have when they feel kind thoughts towards us. When people feel negative thoughts towards us, anger and rage, jealousy, those are also emotional energies. And they all have their place. So it's not necessarily a bad thing to feel anger or even rage or jealousy, as long as we let these emotional energies go. We feel them in a healthy way, and then we let them go. But not everybody lets these emotional energies go. Many people, indeed most people, hold on to negative emotional energies that have built up and accumulated inside of their energy fields, and they radiate or generate, shine out into the world, towards us sometimes, these negative emotional energies. And they're not going anywhere. They remain inside of the person's system, and they continue to act in those energy fields, exposing us to those energies that they're feeling, that they're generating. So other people hold in emotional energies, we hold in emotional energies, everyone holds in emotional energies. Some of these energies are positive, and some of these energies are not. And we need to be concerned about the energies that are not positive, that other people around us are generating. Coworkers, people we have relationships with, people we live with, people we come into contact with in social situations, people we bump into and just meet for a couple of minutes. Very often we have emotional energy exchanges with these people. Everybody is generating both positive and negative emotional energies all the time. And these energies are not visible to the naked eye. But we do feel them. We do feel these emotional energies that people generate. So we get vibes from different people. We get feelings from different people. Some people we get real positive feelings from. We get really good vibes from them. They make us feel warm. They make us or give us a sense of well-being. So we get these positive vibrations from people that we feel are positive. They're generating a positive vibrational energy field. We like to be around them. And it's good that we're around them. But not everybody is generating a positive energy field. And we know that. We all know people we come into contact with that we consider to be negative. Why are they negative? We don't know. But we feel that they are negative. They seem to be generating a negative aura. They seem to be generating a negative energy field. What you're feeling is emotional energy. Emotional energy that the other person is generating all the time. And these energies are not visible, but we do feel them. So we feel these emotional energies coming off of people all the time. Some of these energies are good for us. Some are not. So there's lots of unhappy, negative people that we come into contact with on a daily basis that are generating negative emotional energies all the time. And if we're not careful, those negative emotional energies that they're generating can permeate into our own energy fields and affect us on an emotional level. So when they're feeling negative and feeling angry and feeling unhappy about work, about life, the relationships, whatever, if our auras, if our protective shields are not functioning correctly, then their emotional energies can permeate into our own energy fields and we can feel like they feel. We can also feel crummy, feel negative, depressed, angry at work, and we won't even know why. So we are aware of negative people around us, and most of us try to avoid spending any great length of time around negative people. Why? Because it rubs off on us. We know that. So what does that mean? That means that their emotional energies that they're generating that come into contact with our emotional energies, our emotional energy fields, and it causes us to react on an emotional level. And that's what we don't want to happen. But that's what happens. So other people are generating emotional energy 24/7, all the time, when they're awake and when they're asleep. They're generating emotional energy all the time. Everybody is. Everybody's generating emotional energy 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So there's lots of emotional energy out there. And we know that there's lots of negative, unhappy people in the world. And they're generating lots of negative emotional energies. And these negative emotional energies are not physical in nature. They're non-physical. So there's the physical side of the universe, and there's the non-physical side, the side we cannot see, and yet we can feel it. We know it's there. We know that people generate emotional energies. We know there are certain rooms, certain apartments, homes, or businesses that we go into that we just don't like. They just don't feel right. Well, what are we feeling? We're picking up on emotional energy in those environments. So when you walk into a store and it just doesn't feel right, it might be someone who's in the store. It might be emotional energy that was or has been in the store for quite some time. But most likely what you're picking up on is emotional energy that's been generated by a living person. And emotional energy can accumulate in our environments. And it does. So we all generate emotional energies And these emotional energies have to go somewhere. They're generated by that non-physical part of ourselves, that non-physical part of our being, and it permeates and radiates up through our physical bodies, out through the aura, which is our non-physical protective shield that surrounds each one of us, and then out into the physical world. So we're generating emotional energy on a non-physical level in that non-physical part of us, that non-physical part of ourselves, that emotional part of ourselves, where we're thinking, where we're feeling, and creating emotions and thoughts, where our emotions begin. We're generating emotional energy all the time, and so is everybody else around us. And that emotional energy has to go somewhere. So it goes up through our bodies, through our auras, and out into the world around us, or the room around us, the apartment around us, the work environment around us. So people are generating emotional energy all the time and releasing it into their work environment and also into their living environment. So just think about all the people that have been in the space that you're now occupying. And they have been releasing emotional energy. And it may have accumulated in your environment, unless it's been cleared out properly. Many of these emotional energies from the past could very well still be in your living and working environment. And that can affect present occupants today. So if people are constantly releasing emotional energies during their waking state, and also during their sleeping state, it's got to go somewhere. So it actually accumulates in our living and working environments, and also accumulates in our body's energy fields. Not only emotional energies that we generate, that accumulates in our body's energy fields, but also emotional energy that other people have generated around us throughout our lives, and some of that has gotten into our own energy fields, and so some of that is also locked into our energy fields. So we have emotional energy from lots of sources that can be trapped, can be lodged in different parts and different places of our energy fields. And we all have these kinds of issues, all of us. So we all have emotional energy inside of our body's energy fields from energies that we have generated as young children and teenagers, and through relationships, stuff that we have generated on a personal level, and also energies that we may have picked up from others. And we haven't even talked about spirits yet. Those unseen emotional energy fields around us could be generated by spirits. Sometimes they're pockets of emotional energies from the past, from past tenants, or even present tenants, or people who are presently in the environment, even for a short period of time. But also, people who have passed on also generate emotional energies, and we call them spirits or ghosts, and sometimes they have business with us and come to visit us, usually for positive reasons, to give us guidance and inspiration, to help us, to say hello, and usually during the dream state. That's when spirits are most likely to visit us. But all of their visitations are not positive, and that's what we're concerned about here. Most people are good, some are not. Most spirits are good, some are not. And we know there's lots of negative people, lots of living negative people all around us. And all of those people who have been negative in their lives and who have now passed on, lots of them have continued to do negative things, continued in their negative ways. Most people don't change that quickly, and death is no exception. So people who were doing negative things during their lifetime very often continue to do these negative things after they have passed on. Those are most likely the negative spirits that we would come into contact with. Sometimes it's people we have known who didn't like us during our lifetime, or people we don't know who don't like us, who know us but we don't know. So there are negative spirits out there, and they do try to influence us. How do they try to influence us? The most common way for a negative spirit to try to influence a living person is through an emotional energy attack, by launching a negative emotional energy attack upon the target victim. So we know that, and we come into contact with occasionally, people who are just full of rage and anger, maybe screaming, maybe violent. And we come into contact with these people, and they are giving out an incredible amount of negative emotional energies, generating an incredible amount of rage and bitterness. And so there's a huge amount of negative emotional energy that's being generated by living people who are really, really, really angry and full of rage, maybe psychotic, maybe intoxicated, all of the above. Negative spirits are also generating those very same negative emotional energies. So negative spirits are generating negative emotional energies as well. Why? Because they're negative. They're feeling negative. They're feeling angry. They're feeling rage. They're feeling hurt. They're feeling any number of emotional energies and radiating emotional energies out from themselves into the environment which they happen to be visiting. And sometimes into the energy fields of people who they are trying to communicate with. They're trying to affect us on an emotional level by getting us to feel the rage, the anger, the jealousies, all the different kinds of emotional energies that the particular spirit is feeling. So we know that if we're around a living person who's totally negative, so utterly negative that we can't be around them. We all have stories of being around these people that are just so negative that we know that if we remain around them, that we're going to start feeling that way. Well, we're picking up on their emotional energies that they're generating. And the same thing is true of spirits. They are also generating emotional energies, and spirits that are feeling negative and feeling anger and rage and hatred and jealousies, revenge, also are generating all of these negative emotional energies. And those are and may be directed towards our energy fields. So a negative spirit would try to affect and influence their target victim by coming close to that person, by coming close to us. They're not physical. Spirits are not physical. They can't react with us on a physical level, but they can react with us on an emotional level, and they do. So they'll come close to us energetically and try to get us to feel the way that they do by getting their emotional energy fields to interact with our emotional energy fields. So if they're feeling blind hatred and rage, and our energy fields are not fully protected, our auras are not functioning properly, that can bleed through, permeate into our emotional energy fields, and cause all sorts of problems for us energetically and emotionally. So people are generating emotional energy, living people. Spirits, anybody who is not living at the moment, they are also generating emotional energy, and they do try to influence our behavior. So we have two kinds of spirits that are trying to influence us, positive and negative spirits. Negative spirits are able to come close to us and generate emotional energies, and they have the advantage of not being seen. And so we don't always know that they are there. Negative emotional energies are being generated by both the living and the dead. So, what is a spirit? What is a ghost? A spirit or a ghost is a person that is detached from their physical body, entirely detached from their physical body, what we would consider to be dead. But they're not. They're fully conscious. At least some of them are. And they are all generating emotional energies. So when we die, we are separated from our physical bodies, but we take with us our emotional energies, our feelings, our personality. The only thing that is different is that we no longer have a physical body, but we still are the person that we were before we died. Now, for positive people, for people who are doing good things and generating healthy emotional energy fields, that's good news. But as we know, there's lots of negative people out there, and when they die, they're not going to change that easily. They will be able to move about more freely, and they may continue to do their negative things that they were doing during their life. Maybe even more so. So they're generating negative emotional energies, and they may decide that they want to try to influence other people. So they may not move on. They may decide to stay around and influence other living people in a negative way with negative emotional energies that they generate. And spirits know this. Negative spirits know this. They know that they can influence us on an emotional level. They know they can do that when they were alive. So they can approach us without being seen, and all they have to do is generate their negative emotional energies, anger, rage, sexual deviancy, those weird negative emotional energies that negative spirits generate, that we pick up and can affect our emotional fields, affect our moods, affect our sleeping patterns, affect us during work, during social events, affect our relationships. So we don't know when negative spirits are around. Sometimes we can feel them, but we usually can't see them. But they all generate negative emotional energies. And we're just talking about negative spirits here. Negative spirits generate negative emotional energies. And that's what we have to be concerned about. So negative emotional energies, much like positive emotional energies, are generated by that non-physical part of ourselves that belongs to our spirit. And that would be true of spirits as well. They are generating the same emotional energies, both positive and negative. And that is how we can defend ourselves. We know the kinds of emotional energies that spirits are generating, so we don't have to see them. We know the kinds of emotional energies that they're generating, the negative ones, and we can get a pretty good idea of the kinds of attacks and the ways that they use to gain access to our emotional energy fields. Some spirits who are adept can create devices that are meant to have an effect upon our emotional fields. But these devices in themselves are usually made from some kinds of emotional energies. So they can be also defended against by strengthening the aura and also learning how to create protective symbols. So there are different methods that we can use to protect ourselves from the negative emotional onslaught, the everyday onslaught of negative emotional energies, which are the only emotional energies that we need to be concerned about. Protecting ourselves from negative emotional energies from living people that we come into contact with, that we can see. Also, living people that are thinking about us, who we don't come into contact with on a physical level, but are thinking about us from a distance, and they are also sending us emotional energies. And again, the ones we need to be concerned about are the negative emotional energies. The people who don't like us, who we are not around, who we don't come into contact with, but they're thinking about us. At home, at work. Ex-lovers, ex-wives and husbands, people we've had relationships with. Co-workers. So we all have people who don't like us, and if they're thinking about us, they are sending us emotional energy. And that can reach us. Distance is really not an object. They can reach us by thinking about us and sending us emotional energy. And that can be sent over distance and reach us. and that can affect our emotional energy fields. So are there living people we need to be concerned about that we come into contact with at work and social situations and relationships? And spirits. All the people we don't see, people who have passed on that are not physical, and there are a lot of them as well, and they are all generating emotional energies, both positive and negative. And sometimes they try to influence us in negative ways, and sometimes the attacks are quite severe and prolonged. Fortunately, there are techniques, there are methods that we can use to defend ourselves and our families against negative emotional energies and even devices that spirits create to affect our emotional systems. Like I said, most of the devices that negative spirits make are comprised of compacted emotional energies that are meant to affect our emotional energy fields once that they enter into them. So it's our job to prevent that from happening, to repel the emotional energy attacks from people around us, even people we like. Everybody's generating both negative and positive emotional energies all the time. So it's our job to filter out the negative emotional energies from people around us, coworkers, people we have relationships with, people who are thinking about us, people who are passed on, who are spirits. All of these people are generating emotional energies. We need to be protected against emotional energy from other people, because it can affect our emotional energy fields, draining us of energy, making us feel angry and depressed as well. So we need to be self-sufficient, generating our own healthy emotional energy fields that are not affected by other people's negative emotional energies. And we can do that. We can learn how to do that. Generating a healthy energy field, protecting ourselves against negative emotional energy from others.